Yes?
Secretary Dillon calling you on 90.
Hello.
I just want to tell you I spent the morning testifying on the debt limit for the Finance Committee. I don't think there'll be any trouble there. But they're taking up also tomorrow, without hearings, this excise bill, and we're just about where we were last winter with that. We have a problem with Byrd, and who just won't make up his mind, and also with Ribicoff. And I didn't know if in the case of Byrd it wouldn't be possible for you to say something to him about your interest in it. We haven't been able to get a commitment out of him one way or the other.
I'll sure try. I sure tried, Doug.
Harry Byrd, I mean, that's about the only one, otherwise.
All right, I talked to some others about this morning.
Yeah, well, I think he's fine.
I asked him to please get him. Larry gave me a list, and it looked like the only one out of line was Hartke's, according
to
Larry's
check. Well, Hartke's wrong. Now, I'll tell you, Larry checked Byrd right off, he told Manitos about a month ago, that he was right.
Well, Manitos had a memo for me at the leaders' meeting this morning and said he was right.
Yeah, well, that's right, but I talked to him 2 days ago, and he said at that time he hadn't made up his mind how to vote on some of these individual things, and he had a lot of fir growers in his state, and maybe he was just giving me the razz.
I'll call him.
He was.
I'll call him, Doug.
Thank you.
Bye.